USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden will roll out his plans Thursday to combat a surge in COVID cases. He's expected to announce a six-pronged plan to combat the Delta variant of the virus that's expected to include a new push towards mandating vaccines, expanding testing, and pushing measures to keep and protect kids in schools. Speaking with reporters on Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki intimated that the plan will also include measures that will depend on a person's vaccination status. When asked if the plan will affect Americans' lives, Psaki replied that it will depend on if you're vaccinated or not. And the Justice Department is reportedly preparing to sue Texas over a recently enacted abortion law. The Wall Street Journal reporting that the administration may sue as early as Thursday over the law that bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, effectively banning any procedure after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The law also empowers private citizens to enforce it, allowing them to sue their fellow Texans who carry out or facilitate an abortion. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. These are dream sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The costs from Hurricane Ida keep climbing. Tim Berg reports.
Hurricane Ida may cost upwards of $95 billion in damages across the United States. AccuWeather initially saying the cost of repairs could be as much as $80 billion, the agency saying the U.S. economy could feel the impacts of the storm for the rest of the year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Capitol Police are expected to reinstall security fencing around the U.S. Capitol ahead of a September 18th rally that will call for justice for those facing charges for taking part in the January 6th riots. The security measures are reportedly being taken because of fears of renewed violence during that rally. Protective fencing was installed around the Capitol complex in the wake of the January riots, with the final segments not taken down until July. Capitol Police and several other law enforcement agencies say they are on high alert ahead of the rally. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
Four former detainees at Guantanamo Bay are now major parts of the Taliban government in Afghanistan. Having four men who the U.S. had arrested for terrorism in positions of power in Afghanistan has worried many about the intentions of that new government. Senator Jody Ernst says that the Biden administration's quick withdrawal from the country led us to this place. The Iowa Republican tells Fox News that the White House's strategy in dealing with the Taliban has been ludicrous.
It is truly unbelievable that this administration has emboldened the Taliban to the point where now they are including four of those former Guantanamo detainees in their interim government. These are the prisoners that were exchanged for Army deserter Bo Bergdahl, which happened during the Obama administration. This is ludicrous, Martha. I can't believe that we now see terrorists sitting at the helm of the Afghan government, all because of this hasty and haphazard withdrawal done by President Joe Biden.
And the formation of Tropical Storm Mindy has prompted tropical storm and flash flood warnings in parts of the Florida Panhandle. The storm is already bringing rain and winds around 45 miles an hour to the Panhandle, with tropical storm warnings extending from Mexico Beach to the Steinhatchee River. The storm made landfall Wednesday night at St. Vincent Island and is expected to bring up to 6 inches of rain in some areas as it crosses the Panhandle tonight, moving into southeastern Georgia. Mindy is expected to weaken and move into the Atlantic Ocean by Thursday afternoon. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.